Blog Talk Radio. We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I start doing anyhow, anywhere belief is. Somebody say anywhere belief is. Are you ready?
You deserve glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve
the glory
and the honor. You're a faithful God.
Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glory. You're a faithful God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name. You want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is. Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God. Your name is.
Then change my soul.
Joshua. Holy One,
Holy One.
You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you, demons tremble at your presence. Hey. What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God. Another day we can come together. What exciting days we live. How close are we to going home to be with Jesus, our glorious Savior and King? What the things been happening this week over in Israel and over in the Middle East is sure pointing to it. As what God showed me when I started this ministry back in 2014. Sure is starting to come to pass. So it's exciting times for sure. Everything is going on. How close are we to going home and judgment is coming? But praise God. Shalom, sis. Welcome to the Lord's hour, Brother Andrew. Hey, sis, this is Connie. Excuse me. A little tired. We had another tremendous day at the Calvary Fellowship at Feed My Sheep. We sold over 200 something tacos, as far as I remember. Yeah, I think it was like 225 tacos again. Almost sold out of all the meat. It's just been the regular thing, and people getting prayed for, people coming back, and they want, you know, they're excited about the food, but they're more excited about the prayer. Praise God. They want prayer. They want, you know, somebody to give them hope and share the truth with them. And praise God, that's what the Lord's doing, bringing people in that need Jesus. Whichever, you know, whoever they are and whatever they have faced or gone through. And understand people's gone through a lot of stuff. We had a gentleman sharing, was a principal down here in Dublin, and he shared about what happened to him when he was a child, I mean, a little boy. And you identify with this, Sis Jeanette, about him, about 5 or 6 year old, and an uncle, you know, abusing him. And he shared testimony how God saved him and delivered him and changed his life. But it was, it's just knowing that sin is a terrible thing, and then how far it can go and who gets affected by it, why we need Jesus. We need the Lord to take care of this lost, dying, evil, wicked, sinful world, and pray for, you know, that God, for God so loved the world, the people in the world, that he gave his one and only begotten son. And that's the only way your life is changed, is through Christ. And it has to be personal. And the other thing the Lord showed me real clearly, you know, a lot of people said, well, that was a heck of a thing, that how the devil devised such a terrible punishment. Well, I don't know if, you know, the devil really did give them the idea and wisdom how to do this, because God the Father let his son go there, but at the same time, he wanted to show us how terrible sin is and what kind of sacrifice and punishment and cruelty and everything it costs, because how terrible is this tremendous sacrifice and all the cruelty of it and the pain and everything that Christ faced because of this thing called sin. And it just showed how terrible it is and what it does to people's lives and what it can do to take away their life, and they'll face judgment and death forever. But we don't want that. God doesn't want that. It is almost in a place with your free will, your choosing, where you're going to spend eternity. It is set how it's going to be, because sin has to be dealt with, and sin will have to be dealt with judicially, and it will be if it's not taken care of by the Son of God, the Savior, Jesus Christ. That has to happen. Or you will face a place called death in the lake of fire. And we don't want anybody there, so that's why we share what we share. But he was showing me, as this man was sharing about being molested when he was a child from, you know, a loved one. Other people were talking and about being molested by praise leaders, pastors, things like that too. People you think you trust, right? But, you know, the same thing. No excuse or anything, but it's that old sin and the devil and the spirits behind it, and how it usually is a cycle. Unless it's broken by the power of the life and blood of Jesus, it happens in people's lives. But I really got a picture when you think about how far somebody goes like something like that, how terrible sin is, and then you get an idea what Christ, why he faced what he faced. And in that movie, Passion of the Christ, it was brought out really well what he faced and how terrible, you know, these Roman soldiers were, demonic and everything. And they said, you know, and they could do, you know, what they could, because it had to happen. But in it, great love. Out of all the pain and suffering of our Savior, great love of redemption for each one of us. And that's a powerful thing. And that's a wonderful and beautiful truth. And how great is his love? His love overcame the fall of mankind. It's available for all. It really is. God has made a way for all his created children. What they have to do is receive it personally and acknowledge him and that he is the only one, no other, no other way, not what you add to it or take away or whatever it is. It's only faith alone in Christ alone. And all the other, what's going on is what's happening in the world is pointing to his glorious coming. It's coming to pass. God is in control. It almost looks like, you know, Israel and Iran's going to go right at it. But it stopped. I mean, well, this is enough right now. Because by the word of God, the inner circle has to be taken out. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to shift. It's going to shift back to Hamas and Hezbollah and Houthis. Funny, they all got H names, isn't it? Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas. I guess H is a big letter in the Arabic language, I guess, or Islam. I'm not sure, but they're all H's. Except, you know, the I, and that'd be Iran. And, you know, that fits. Of course, it's the regime, not the people. Most of the Iranian people are pretty decent people, especially that are believers in one of the fastest growing places of Christianity is in Iran. But anyway, we just keep praying. It's very important to keep praying. And all that we're facing and we're going through, we do need to pray. Very important in these days. And I would share what I was sharing at our prayer ministry, and it's about Daniel. And when Daniel in chapter 9 of Daniel came before the Lord to pray, and he came before the Lord to pray not just for himself, but for the whole nation of Israel, and praying about how the leaders rejected you, God, rejected your prophets, Lord. And he was said to go and forgive us, and he put himself in there, forgive us for our disobedience and for our sin and our wickedness and worshiping other idols and everything. He was laying it out there. And he was into the place that he was wore out. And he was praying, and he was still praying. Even he was still praying, and then God sent the angel Gabriel to bring the message, to tell him. And by that time, Daniel was about down. He's about on his face, wore out from praying because it was so important. And in it is when he got the revelation of the last days and about the Messiah, our glorious Savior. So it's very important for prayer, and God can send his angels to give you answers. He really can. I've had a couple of them in my time, you know, gave me an encouraging message. So it was a neat prayer thing that we learned to understand how Daniel prayed. Man, that's powerful. And he was praying for his country, even though they were disobedient and they were they were taken into captivity. God still loved them. But Daniel knew they needed to pray and ask God. He was standing in the gap for Israel. And said, God, we need, forgive us, Lord, forgive us. Said, we've messed up. We have disobeyed you. We have disregarded you. And there's too many people that are doing that. It's not a good time to be doing that. Their life's very fragile, very dangerous world. Missiles could fly, you know, whatever. Sleeper cells, all kinds of stuff. You got to be alert. You got to be ready. The only way to be ready is in Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, always be joyful and never stop praying. Amen, sis. Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do. Amen. You're able to pray. You're able to be joyful because of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's why the Apostle Paul was telling us to do this. The other thing is seeing the context where this is at. This is right after he talks about the resurrection rapture. And then he goes on and say, now this is how you're supposed to be. And he goes into these different things here. And one of them is about never stop praying. Well, it's an attitude of prayer. It is a relationship with the living God. That's what it really is. that you confirm what his word says. And you pray for people based on what his word says, who he is and what he can do. And because, most of all, because of love. He was talking about that. One brother up there today was asking, so how is this love and how does it come? And, you know, what is it about? And I start sharing with them, well, I know the kind of person you are. And I know how you reach out and you're concerned about others. And the other brother there that was with me, I tell him the same thing. It's because you have concern for others because of the love of God. That's God's love being poured out. It's not about you're focused on yourself all the time, but you're concerned about others. That's the heart of God. He's concerned for the lost. He's concerned for our families. He's concerned for the body of Christ, most of all in us as children. But yes, he is concerned about his created children that don't know him. He would have none of them perish. So he intercedes before the Father. The Holy Spirit intercedes. And then we as believers are supposed to be part of it too. And then we pray for people, if you know that they're not believers. Pray for the ones that they need to get right with God. You know, come home to the Lord. They should know better. And things like that. But very important in the days we live, because these are very trying times, but they are very close to the end time. I mean, total end. Or looking up and watching the, looking up for Jesus and listening for the shofar. Brother Chris, he keeps telling people toward the end of his messages that hold on to Jesus' leg. I'm going, okay. I guess, yeah, you can hold on to Jesus' leg. Well, I'm going to reach out and hold on to his nail-scarred hand myself. But anyway, he was just trying to make a point. And before these things came up, the first part of the week, the Lord started revealing things to the watchmen that were connected. And they were seeing the same type of thing. And these things are coming to pass. And he pointed out dates, and it was not like, no, looking if you say a date, everybody, oh, you're sitting there. No, this was about end time things that God was warning us about. And he brought up two dates. Well, the first one was the 18th. Well, look at all that happened on the 18th. Well, first it was in the United Nations. They were voting on a sign, the Palestinians become a country. They become a state. And divide God's land? And the other part, and it was all set. But praise God. I would think part of our prayers, and that it's not just God's time, that our country vetoed. And Britain and Switzerland abstained, and it did not pass. Well, the other part is when Israel hit. You know, Israel hit Iran, pointed out, and other type things happening on that day, and God was warning us ahead of time. Now, the other date he has put up is the 26th. Well, this one was before the Passover. The 26th is toward the end of the Passover. So exciting times. The Lord is speaking. And it's all coming in, like I already shared, about the 40 days after the eclipse. And like he's talking about the 40 days, and the one brother pointed out on the 41st what happens, and it's very interesting all through the Word of God. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what God does. It's exciting times. Amen. Waiting, looking forward. Amen, sis, on the edge of her seat. I wonder if anybody who is a true believer who says they believe in Jesus is not excited about Jesus. That should be the nature and what you're looking for, because that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. And the other thing Brother Chris said, he said, Christ is speaking to all people. God is speaking to all people. Are they listening? He said, I had to get quiet. I had to turn off my TV to hear the Lord. And he said, stop all the noise and chatter. The Lord is speaking. He does not want his children caught off guard or uninformed by the Word of God. We won't be. But to really hear him, there's sometimes you have to focus. And you have to turn off the social media. You have to turn off your phone. You got to turn off the TV every once in a while, you know, not be interrupted and have time with the Lord. And that's the people that he spoke to were the ones, they weren't listening. They were just listening to the Lord, and it's important. Still small voice. Well, anyway, well, praise God. We'll see what happens. Exciting times. We could fly away anytime, and we give him all the glory and praise, right? Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this night, Lord. We praise you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for your insight and your wisdom and your revelation. We thank you for your word that comes to pass and how much love you have for us beyond, beyond, beyond numbers. Lord, your love is everlasting. Lord, your love is unconditional. Come as you are. Come as you are. Not that only certain people can be saved or certain people can come to a church. Not if it's of a living God, Lord. It is supposed to be anybody. Anybody that have been beaten down by the old devil and looking for hope and peace. And Father, that they, you know, sometimes they come pretty rough because of the world, but you still love them. You still love them, and they need you. I pray that we shine the light of Jesus when we're anywhere sharing the message of the truth, or anywhere we're out, if we're shopping, working, living, or whatever, I mean, whatever it is, that the love of Jesus is shining. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness and love. We thank you for the truth of your word and be led by the Holy Spirit, because we need the anointing to know what the word of God is saying. Let it flow, Lord. Let the anointing flow from here from the Lord's hour into the homes, over the phones, computers. I know you're able. People need to know. If anyone's out there don't know, Lord, they would come to know you today and know what kind of loving, merciful, amazing God you are. We thank you for everything, Lord, and we give all the glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I found out a very powerful worship song and what it means. I didn't know this in Latin, what it means. Agnus Dei, or I think it's Latin or Spanish, Agnus Dei is the Lamb. I saw talking about what it means. It is the Lamb. That's what it means, that we worship the Lamb. So the scripture, well, that's not scripture, that's a, all right, let's go back. Here we are. One more over. The scripture for this today is in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, as it loads, you got to wait till it loads for you. Do anything or it won't work. It's loading. We got to have the commercials. All right, there we go. That's enough of it. All right. And this is John the Baptist in the River Jordan baptism. And the next day, John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day he saw Jesus coming to him and he said, look, I mean, he's telling everybody, look, look over here, look here. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Agnus Dei, the Lamb. That this footnote says anything other. John is referring to the fulfillment of the need for the Old Testament Passover Lamb, which was now fulfilled in Christ's sacrifice and ultimate and final sacrifice for sins. Glory to God. That's who we celebrate and worship. Praise his name forever. Jesus Christ is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Worship him. For he is worthy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the mighty reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Holy, are you Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the Lord of God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Amen. Holy, are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy, are you Lord God Almighty? Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen, Sister Connie. Worthy is the Lamb. Welcome. You are holy. Amen. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. You're worthy, Lord. Holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Lord, holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, holy. Yes, you are, Lord. Oh, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. are holy. Yes, Lord. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome, sis. Glad to see you here. Hallelujah. We all come together in the name of Jesus. All right, sis. Miss Sis Jeanette, I know you have your plate full. You're going to be here early. She has to go and be with her daughter. So she's singing early, and then she's going to leave and going to be with her daughter this weekend. So she's going to sing songs early, and I'll sing the song about the Lord put on our hearts at the end. All right. I thought it wasn't, but the Lord said yes. Because it means he's coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sis. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Hello.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Victorious.
Yes. It's been a pretty exciting week or so, or a few weeks there, I tell you. To see God intervene like he has with Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Because Israel is his covenant people.
Yes. And the Lord will do the same for us because we're the people that have believed and trusted his son. So it's all good.
Amen.
All right, sis. I'll let you start.
With our soul.
Amen. Oh, it is very well. I mean, it's eternally well. That's a good thing. It's eternally well. All right.
Okay,
I'll let you
brother.
Go ahead. All right, bless you.
Bless you too, brother.
I got to pray for folks. They're okay, coming back in.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you of my days. How I do praise the wonders of my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord for the earth. Let us sing. How many to praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sea where rocks step to sound. Of your I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of mighty love. My comfort, my tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shelter the Lord of the earth, light us day. Power is majesty, praise to the King. Mountains fell down and the seas were rocked at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at your work of your hands. Forever I love you, Lord. Forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let it sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound. Oh, your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, Lord. Forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me. Will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Draw me to your side.
by the power of your love. Oh, be close, let your love surround me. Breathe, throw me to your side. In us, always, I will jump like the eagle, and our soul is you. Your spirit lifts me out to the power of your love. Oh, be close, let your love.
Oh God, my God, I need you.
on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. You hurt your children, then you hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You move in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are a savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. No God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages. I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you now. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. I gladly fall on my knees.
But the ending song is going to be one that God's put on Sis Jeanette's heart and pointing to his glorious coming. Even so come. And we keep praying. Now, Sis Connie, we pray. There she comes back. Lord, we pray you make a way for the our brothers and sisters to stay in the chat room. Pray you watch over, protect them, Lord, and pray against the enemy trying to cause any disconnection or whatever it is, Father. We pray that you would make a way where they're able to stay in the chat room in Jesus' mighty name. We're grateful, Lord, you're making a way that they can come back in. And I guess that's part of it sometimes, Father, that we go through trials. But you're with us through them all, and you hear our hearts. We thank you, Father, and praise you again, Jesus. Nate, so the time we live in, there is no room for lazy couch potato Christians. That's not the way that God operates. Everything about the Lord is action, is verbs. Faith is an action word. Love is an action word. It can be spoken, and words can be spoken, but action. And God proved that and showed us very clearly. So the message tonight, in such a time as we live, who are we in Christ now? Who are we in Christ now? We are a servant of Jesus Christ. We are a servant of our Father in heaven, and that we are to be the light and the witness and humble servants like our Lord. Look to his example and follow his way. Amen. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, and love from our loving Father, our loving Savior, Jesus Christ, and the one who pours out this love abundantly in us, the Holy Spirit. Love, love, love. God's amazing love. God's everlasting love. God's unconditional love. Hallelujah. Love that conquers all. So in our walk of faith, we have learned who we are in Christ, or who we are in Jesus Christ, through his life and blood of the Son of God and the mighty Holy Spirit. We are now as born-again believers. Praise God for that. Number one, a new creation. We are brought back to life that God wanted us for us and has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did with his life and blood willingly. Amen. Number two, we are overcomers. We are overcomers. Yes. By who Christ is and what he has done, we are more than overcomers of sin and this fallen world and the fallen one, glory to God. We have been set free from his power and control over our life. That we have been set free from God's curse for that sin and sinful lifestyle and has given his blessing and favor forever. Amen. That's a good one. Number four. We are the righteousness now in Christ Jesus. Again, he made us righteous. We have become like him, the very righteousness of God through our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. That means you're in right standing. You're in right standing with God because of Christ. Amen. Number four, we are holy. Really? Us? Oh, yes. We're not the same anymore. It's not by looking at you what you see, but it's what the Spirit and the Lord is doing in the unseen is much more important. We all know now for sure it is nothing about ourselves except to believe and trust in Jesus. And that's the truth, because he is the only one who could do this in our life. By our faith in him, by the word to come alive in us, and that we truly alive and have a very life of God in us by the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit. That we have been called and chosen for such a time as this to be all that is. To be all of this that Christ made happen because of the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is absolutely amazing. But God, and has to be God who has done this. No created child of God or created being of God could make us who we are now. Amen. All glory and honor to the true living God forever. Amen. So this message is brought to us for such a time as this, where many are tired and weary, and so they are ready to give up. Give up in who? Yourself? Your religion? You trusting in men and what they say? Those who can give up and trust in, because they will all fail. But do not say anything about giving up on the Lord Jesus, because he has not come, he has not come to take us home yet. Shame on you. How can you believe the lies of men and the devil? Jesus Christ has told us by his word and promises he will never leave us or forsake us. Believe in him. Quit focusing in so much what men say about his coming, and it does happen, and you say, well, he didn't come, and you get upset and frustrated and say, I just give up. This is not the life and attitude of Jesus Christ. He overcame all that we faced and could know nothing about. The main three, sin, death, and hell. But praise God, he did. He went to the cross for us and did not give up what he was doing for us there with the giving of his life and blood for us. He went to the grave and he didn't give up on what he was doing there. As he is risen from the dead the third day, praise God, by the same spirit that lives in us now. Amen. So in these last days, even the last hours and minutes, if you do get upset and feel like giving up, look to Jesus. Follow his life and example and ask him, amen? Father, help me to keep going and believe that you do keep your word and promises toward all of us who believe in you, trust in you, and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, this is not a time to give up or sit on your couch like watching a movie, but we are to be humble, obedient servants of the Lord Jesus to tell others about his love, mercy, and grace. And they need to be saved before it is too late. Amen? So when we learn and understand who we are in Jesus Christ, that leads to why he made us the way now, he's made this way now as we live and breathe, because God has a will and purpose for us now. Let's look. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art created in Jesus or Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and ready to be used for good work. Of ourselves? Of a religion? No. Finish the sentence. Used for good works which God prepared for us beforehand, taking the path which he set. Again, path means lifestyle. So that we would walk in them, living the good life. Our God is good. So it's his life that we're living, which he prearranged and made ready for us. Isn't that awesome? Created in Christ Jesus, ready to be used, or could you say serve? Number one. Ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us. Amen. Number two, taking paths which he set. Amen. Number three, so that we would walk in them. Remember, when we talk about walking or paths, we are talking about a way of life. Our new life in Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. Amen. Number four, living the good life of God's life. Amen. Number five, which he prearranged and made ready for us. God has made all this happen in our life. Amen. What should be our response to him? Yes and amen. That we would humble ourselves and serve your Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers, sisters, at the start of this message, I have to tell you something very important that the Lord Jesus told me and Sister Brenda when he called us to serve him. He said, make yourself available and I will use you to bring my truth to others and glory to my Father in heaven. Just wanted each of you to know this. Amen. The other point I will make at the start of this message is you have to choose to be humble, like our Lord Jesus, like our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not about ourselves, but it's all about him, our Savior and King. I pray we want to serve him. Well, even now, as we all face each and every day, to be humble servant and a child of the King and live a life like he did, being a light in the dark and evil world, to be concerned for others and not ourselves as the world is. The last thing is to be holy and to be able to do this, which means set apart from this world and serve the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen? So the definition for servant, a person in the service of another. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, who are we supposed to be in service for or to? Our Savior and King Jesus. Amen? So we are learning more and more. Know your place. Stay in that place. With the help of God's Word and the Holy Spirit, amen, let go. Let God. We've been hearing that so much from different people. The Lord saying it. Let go. Let God. Now, by God's word about being a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen? Job 1, verse 8. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered, reflected on my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God with reverence and abstains from and turns away from evil because he honors God. Wow. Isn't that awesome? How God stood up for Job and told him who he was? That he said the same thing about us. Amen. Have you ever considered, reflected on my servant? Number one, blameless and upright person. Amen. Number two, one who fears God with reverence and honor. Amen. Number three, abstains from evil. Amen. Turns away from evil too. Amen. And number five, because he honors God. Amen. Well, we all know what Job faced and went through. But what I want you to know, what the Father says about his child, as he said, my servant. Amen. These all should be considered and reflected in our life now as God's servants. Amen. Psalm 31, verse 16 says, face shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. And he does. That's how he does it. In the power of love, as we sung tonight, the power of your love, the power of his love to save you, to deliver you, to heal you and free you from the devil and his kind of nature and character to lead to death and hell. You truly want to be God's servant. You want to obey and serve him now. The only way to salvation, eternal life, is humble ourselves and know it is not all about us and doing our own thing for our own self, but be like Christ. And be a servant of God. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 22 says, the Lord redeems the souls of his servants. Redeems? What did he do at the cross? He redeemed mankind. He made a way for all to be saved and have the life that God wants for you. And none of those who take refuge in him will be what? Condemned. This is Old Testament. This is Psalm. Those who believe and trust Jesus Christ, who want to honor and serve him and not themselves, he redeems them. Amen. Psalm 86, verse 2, protect my life. So, for I am godly and faithful. O you, my God, save your servant, who trusts in you, believing in you, relying on you, confidently committing everything to you. It's all about him. Oh, we need Jesus. We need Jesus in our life daily. So much in this one verse. First, we see more of the nature and character of a true servant of the Lord, godly and faithful. Amen. The other part we understand is we see as God's servant, we totally depend upon him. Number one, oh, you, my God, save your servant. Amen. The only one who will. I'm the only one who can. Number two, why God will do this? Because those who trust in him, believe in him, rely on him, and confidently committing everything to him. Amen. Psalm 113, verse 1. The Lord exalts the humble, not the prideful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, O you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's powerful. Psalm 116, verse 16. O Lord, truly I am a servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have unfastened my chain. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus came to set the captives free. And the ones that are afflicted, the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, the ones that are blind, ones that can't hear. And that's just not physical. How about spiritual? Here is a real good reason why we should be serving the Lord. He unfastened our chains from the evil one, Satan. Glory to God. What kind of chain? What kind of chain? You want to know about what kind of chain that the devil puts on you? And that they come because of the nature that you have from Adam, because of the disobedience? Well, let's look. Oh, hallelujah. Understand what you've been freed from. So why? It's a good, good reason to be serving God. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. And you, he made alive when you were spiritually dead, separated from him because of your transgressions and sins. And what you want, walk. There's that lifestyle. You were following the ways of this world. And what are the ways of this world? Influenced by this present age, in accordance. Now, influenced by this present, the world is influenced by this present age in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, Satan. Not good. You don't want to be under his power. The spirit who is now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purpose of a God, and you see it clearly every day. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our sinful self, indulgent in the desires of human nature, without the Holy Spirit and the impulses of the sinful mind, we were by nature children under God's wrath, just like the rest of mankind. Not good, huh? Now, that is some heavy chain. We had no way to be unfastened, and we'd be set free except through the life and blood of Jesus Christ, believing in him. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 23. Even though princesses set and talk to one another against me. Your servants meditate on your statutes. Even though the world comes against us, even the evil one comes against us, we as God's servants will meditate on his statutes and word. Amen? Psalm 119, verse 38. Establish your word and confirm your promise to your servant as that which produces awe-inspired reverence for God. I mean, for you, excuse me. Praise God. He who has done this and is doing this for such a time as this, Jesus Christ, the living word of God, is with us, lives in us by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, with all his truth and promises to us. We as humble servants should give him all inspired reverence and honor. Amen. John 12, verse 26. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. If anyone serves me, he must continue to faithfully follow me without hesitation, holding steadfastly to me, confirming to my example, and living, and need be suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Well, they are. The Lord put it out before us that, you know, we could face this kind of thing because of believing in him. And wherever I am in heaven's glory, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him or her. If anyone serves me, they must, number one, continually to faithfully follow me, amen, with the power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to do that. You try to do it yourself, you will fall. You will stumble. You won't be able to be faithful follower of Christ without being born again by his Spirit. Number two, hold it steadfastly to me. Just like that brother was saying, hold on to Jesus' leg. Hold on to the anchor of our soul. The Lord, he is the anchor of our soul. Amen. Number three, conforming to my example in living, and if need be suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Amen. Wherever I am in heaven's glory, there my servant will be also. Amen. And number five, if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him or her. Amen? Now, praise God, that is God's grace. What does it say to us? We need to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen? And whichever way God is leading you, and you'd be doing something that God has called us to do, or has called you personally to do. You won't be facing it and doing it yourself. The Lord will help you. John 15, verse 15. Praise his name. I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends, because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. Brothers, sisters, we are not just servants in Christ. We are God's children. He calls us his friends and family. But remember, we are to follow the path of Christ. And this is about being obedient servants. Amen? John 15, verse 20. Remember and continue to remember that I told you, a servant is no greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. And that happened. They say, hey, you said this, and you're not acting way. That's why I need a Savior. You're doing this, and you're saying, they said, that's why I need a Savior. Because none of us can do it perfectly. We have to have the Savior. But praise God that we are in a place of walking and taking the path that the Lord wants us to, and he helps us change, that we grow and mature. But when they start pointing out things, you say, that's why I need a Savior. I'm not always right. I'm not always perfect. But he is. And that's the standard, perfection, holiness, righteousness. We couldn't do that in ourselves in no way. You need the Savior, Jesus Christ. Be not surprised when they mock you or scoff at you or call you a Nephilim, which I have been. Yep, we had that happen here. Other brothers, sisters, servants of the Lord Jesus have been persecuted, imprisoned, even killed. All part of this identity with our Savior and King Jesus. King Jesus, amen? Romans 1, verse 1 says, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative, set apart for preaching the gospel of God, the good news of salvation. So here's Paul, who became a leader of the church, but he is supposed to have a servant's heart like our glorious Savior. A servant leader. That he's willing to humble himself and hear what the Lord is saying and be led by the Spirit. I pray that we know and understand that we are, too, are a bond servant of Christ Jesus, like the Apostle Paul, and many more before us were. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5. What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Just servants, through whom you believe in Christ, even as the Lord appointed to each his path. This is the part in Corinthians where they were following people and said, oh, they baptized me. I'm part of Apollos. Oh, I'm part of Paul. I'm part of Silas. That's what I pretty well think where the denominations come from, where religions come from. That's man's way. God's way is, like he said, just servants through whom you believe in Christ. That's the key. Brothers, sisters, this is who we are, just servants through whom you believe in Christ. Nothing about status or our names and lights or famous, but truthfully, even as the Lord Jesus appointed to each his or her task. Amen? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. So then, let us who minister be regarded as servants of Christ in spirit, trustees, ministries of the mysteries of God that he chooses to reveal, even as ministers or pastors or teachers or whatever position we need to know that we are to be humble servants of Christ, serving and honoring him, not ourselves. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves merely as bondservants for his Jesus' sake. Amen. Far be it us, about us, but Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. Amen. Galatians 1, verse 10. I am now trying to win the favor and approval. Am I now trying to win the favor and approval of men or of God? Now, you think about it. Is there people out there trying to win the favor and approval of men that have huge churches? That are not sharing the truth. They're tickling people's ears and giving them no real hope of how their only way to salvation and life is through Christ and the blood of Jesus. But they're all caught up in their self. And look at me and look at my books and my videos and DVDs and, oh, I need a bigger plane and all that stuff, bigger homes. I need all this stuff because I'm one of God's servants. Supposed to be lifted up Jesus. Not supposed to be a place that we please people. There are going to be times you're going to offend people, especially if they're sinful and the truth comes. Or am I seeking to please someone? If I were still trying to be popular with men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Amen. I sure would want the favor and approval of my God and Father over everything, anything, the world of this world and man. Amen. That is true. 1 Thessalonians 3, 2. It's very important to be humble. Very important to be humble. So we sent Timothy, our brother and God's servant, in spreading the good news of Christ to strengthen, encourage you, exhorting, comforting, and establish you in regard to your faith. Now that's what we're supposed to be doing as servants of the Lord. It's about sharing about Jesus. It's about encouraging, praying for people, and share the love of Jesus in their lives. As Timothy was, what should we be doing as God's servants? Number one, spreading the good news of Christ for salvation and eternal life. Amen. Number two, strengthen and encourage each of you. Amen. Number three, exhorting or cheering you on in Christ to comfort each other as the Holy Spirit comforts us. Amen. And number four, establish you in regard to your faith through the words and prayers. Amen. That's powerful. Out of one scripture, all these different things about being God's servant. Isn't that powerful? 2 Timothy 2:24. The servant of the Lord must not participate in quarrels, but must be kind to everyone, even tempered, persevering peace, and he must be skilled in teaching, patience, and tolerance when wrong. Oh, yeah. You've got to be that. The only way, I repeat, the only way we're able to do this is faith alone in Christ and born again by the Holy Spirit. Then we can be a humble servant of the Lord Jesus and be able to be this way in the scripture. Amen. 1 Peter 2, verse 16. Get a drink here. Live as free people. Do not use your freedom as a cover or pretext for evil, but use it and live as bond servant of God. Yes and amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger men of lesser rank and experience, be subject to the elders, seek their counsel, and all of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another. Tie on a servant's apron. For God is opposed to the proud, the disdainful, the presumptuous, and he defeats them. But he gives grace to the humble. There is no place for arrogance before Almighty God. His son was a perfect example of being a bondservant. Humble himself to the place of the cross. We're to follow that kind of path and lifestyle. God gives us grace to the humble servants. Amen. God gives grace to the humble servants. Amen. Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the caption for this word. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of the divine mysteries, which God the Father gave to him to show to his bondservants, believers, the things which must soon take place in their entirety. And he sent and communicated it by his angel, divine messenger, to his bondservant, John. By his angel, divine messenger, to his bondservant, John. Here's John meditating or praying, just like I shared at the start about Daniel. God sends an angel. The angels, they're talking about angels, are messengers. A messenger. God the Father gave to him the Son of God. God the Father gave to him the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to show his bondservant, believers, the things which must soon take place in their entirety. Now, here is another reason to be born again, believer, and servant of Jesus Christ. Because, brothers and sisters, He has and will continue to reveal his word, even the future to us, that we will know what is going on. Amen. And that's very clear what I shared with you. What God revealed and things came to pass. He wanted us to pray. People were in harm's way, both Israeli and Iranian. And there was that, what, one breath from eternity in our lives and in the thing, you know, going on? That's why. Revelation 19, 4 through 6. Then the 24 elders and the living creatures also fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Then the throne, there came a voice saying, listen to what the voice says, praise our God, all you bond servants of his. You who fear him, the small common, and the great distinguished. Amen. Praise our God, all you bondservants of his. So in the place that you have to be a bondservant of his, and you fear him. Amen. And then verse 6, the marriage of the Lamb. Then I heard something like a shout of both, a vast multitude, and like the boom of many pounding waters, and like a roar of many pearls of thunder, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all, reigns. Amen. He reigns. He is over all things. He has total control and power. Then from the throne there came a voice saying, whose voice, brothers and sisters, you are bondservants of God? I would say it is the voice of our glorious Savior and King Jesus as he's telling us to praise his Father and our Father and God. Amen. Our near future, brothers and sisters. Amen. So by the word of God, led by the Holy Spirit, we all know we have been called, chosen, and made to be bondservants of Christ. Even as our Savior went before us to teach us and show us the way as he was, even now the Holy Spirit is teaching us and guiding us as he is now in this role as a humble servant of God, to be here to help us, comfort us, guide us by his way, an example of being a humble servant to God the Father like Christ was. Just like Christ said about him, he revealed to you all about who I am and what I've done so that you can be saved and have a life that God has prearranged for us to live now. Amen. So we understand, and we have to know our place in this life now and to be able to live the life in eternity. We have to know it is in no way about us and what we are in ourselves or what we do ourselves. It is all about being humble and believing and accepting what God has done in our life. From salvation, which we all have, to eternal life, to know we are once just servants, to know we were once not just servants, but slaves to Satan and sin. We were in chains, in a dark prison. But praise God, our Savior and King Jesus, the Son of the living God, saw what kind of eternal mess we were in, and came to save us and set us free from our chains and the prison we were in. Now, what does he ask or truly command us to do? To be humble servants of his Son and him, our God and Father. Amen. I finished with these two portions of scripture about us right now as we live, as a servant of God, and then true as being a servant like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Philemon 1:16. No longer as a slave, but as someone more than a slave, as a brother in Christ, especially dear to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh as a servant and in the Lord as a fellow believer. No longer a slave to sin and death, but as a brother and sister in Christ, both in the flesh as a servant and the Lord as a fellow believer for such a time as this. Amen? Philippians 2, verse 1 through 5, the caption for this word, be like Christ. Be like Christ. Therefore, if there's any encouragement and comfort in Christ, as there certainly is in abundance, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship that we share in the Spirit, if there's any great depth of affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being the same mind, having the same love toward one another, knit together in spirit, intent on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, the good news regarding salvation through faith in Christ. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through the factual motives or strife, but with an attitude of humility, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous, regard others as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others, having the same attitude in yourselves which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. Have the same attitude in yourselves which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as our example in selfless humility. Amen? Who are we now for such a time as this in Christ? We are servants of Jesus Christ. Amen. Forever. Praise God. Alabaster jar. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory. It's the alabaster jar. All that I have worth, breaking at your feet, though, is less than you deserve. You're more far beautiful, more precious than the oil, the sum of my desires and the fullness of my joy. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat of your glory. Take me, take me. This time I have I left, is all I have of worth. I laid at your feet, Lord, and less than you deserve. And all that I lose strength, and though my days are few, You gave your life for me. I am a living life for you. Amen. Let your spilled your blood fill my heart as an offering of my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Take me. Amen. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy, worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Worthy, worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Amen. Be worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. I am, take me as an offering. Here I am. Every heartbeat for your glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I am yours. I am yours. You are mine. You mean yours. You are mine. You are mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord. We worship God. Worship you, Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, because of who he is and that what he does, we are to be like him. And the way we're able to be all that we want to be and to be in the place to serve the Lord and to be a servant that we ask in prayer and that we have a love that remains. It don't matter where you're at, if you're on the mountaintop or in the valley. Are you going through a rough time in your life or things are good? Matter if you're caught up in something you should be in, but the Lord still loves us. Because in who he is, and as our faith in him and born again by the Spirit, his love is poured out abundantly by his Spirit. Who Christ is, a love remains. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. A love remains. Amen, brother. Help me to serve, Lord Jesus. Amen. That should be our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. A love that remains. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, loving God we have. You have not left me too far away. All that I stray, although I stray, all I've found is a love that remains, a love that remains. All I could see was a mess that I made. You were not faith, no, you were not faith. All I've found is a love that remains, a love that remains. When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love never changed. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, and brought out your best for me. Amen, Lord. All that I had wasted away. You took my shame, put a robe in its place. Give me your reign and call me by name. You said pray. When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love never changed. Paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, and brought out your best for me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. You are open door and open door. You say I'm not too far. You have opened your and opened up, and so Jesus, you always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with your loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your worth. Washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. You paid off my debt, you gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat. Brought out your best for me. Amen. Oh, yes. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. What does he do? Oh, hallelujah. He's come running. Oh, came running after me. He always come running. Thank you, Jesus. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. Thank you, Jesus. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. Always come running. Thank you, Jesus. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest. Washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat. And brought out your best for me. Amen. Glory to God. Give him a praise offering. Praise him. Praise him. You see all he's done for us? What a loving God we have. Hallelujah. We have a ministry that sells shirts and paintings and stuff pointing to Jesus. Christ Follower Life, it's called. And one of the artists in these days painted a picture of Jesus after the lost sheep. And I think about that, and that picture is here in my ministry room. And if you see YouTube, you can see it. I show it sometimes, and it shows our glorious Savior, our great shepherd, chasing a little sheep who's out there in the storm, all muddy and messed up, and the Lord is running. He's running after that baby sheep, that little lamb. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. That's the kind of love he has. He'll never abandon you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you through the lows and highs in your life. He's a God who stays. He is a God who stays. And that what he has called us to do, he has called us to abide, to be more like a servant, a bond servant, or to be a servant. We are to abide in the Lord. Amen? Abide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That's so powerful, that song. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Another powerful one. Oh, that we need him. Each day, every minute, I mean every second, minute and hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For my waking breath, for my daily breath, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit leads, as I'm following, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen now. Oh, hallelujah. Only through the saved and the risen Christ. When I pass through death, as I enter rest, the only way, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for eternal life to be raised with Christ. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You're the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, treasure my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Oh, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to abide. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I am Lord. Would you teach me to abide? Hallelujah. Teach me deep into you,
amen.
Deep into you,
amen.
Into you,
amen.
Depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Depend on you. I depend on you. Yo, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. All right, brothers and sisters. The message was a little shorter than usual, but you got a tired man that was ministering and being a servant of the Lord today. And he got very busy. And we made it through. But I am a little tired, so it probably will, you know, end up a little bit shorter tonight. But I do want to go to the Lord in prayer for y'all's prayer requests. We know the Lord intervened for Sister Connie for healing of infection, praise God. We're still praying for Brother Andrew, daughter Jessica, for mom and baby in good health in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Sis Connie's, that her husband, Rick, would be the man of God he's supposed to be. And that he respect her, and that in this thing about this settlement, give her part of the money, I would say. And that we're praying for Sis Connie, that her son Sergio would do his part of paying his portion of the rent. All right. Y'all still hanging in there. I see y'all have had a battle. Man, I tell you, the enemy sometimes, or the technology sometimes, get to be something else. And a lot of stuff, of course, you know, there are cyber attacks and all kinds of stuff because the world is already at war. And you can see the change of the war really already, that it's not really much necessary about foot soldiers, but it's technology. It is like weapons that they don't even have to go to their land. I was hearing the story about how Israel attacked Iran and caught them off guard because when they attacked them, they fired their missiles, their cruise missiles, or the drones, whatever, from Israel or their planes only in Syria, in Iraq, over their airspace. They weren't even over Iran. And they sent them in. And they did damage, and of course, it's going to be what God wants, favor and blessing of the Lord. I don't know, you know, any planes were lost or anything. And they hit places in Iraq, their militias. They hit places in Syria. They're hitting the places in Lebanon. You've got to be thinking, those people, what about this little country? How can it be doing what it's doing? And that this is the center of the attention of the world. Because God said so, and that he's watching over Israel. As far as I know, the archangel Michael watches over Israel. They have nothing to stand up against the God they serve, the God of death, the God of terrible things they do to children and women. Hey, that's not peaceful religion. It's a religion of death. It's a religion of the devil. God have mercy. Oh, thank you, sis. Well, bless you. Thank you for your encouraging words. Okay, any updates, sis, on those things we was asking of prayer? Do we need to still keep praying? And you, Brother Andrew, do you have any other prayer requests or about your daughter Jessica? Is she doing okay? Praise God that we want the best for y'all and God. We want the best for your family and your relationships. Because I know it's tough times these days, but the Lord's able. He really is. Okay. We'll continue to pray, sis. And we know the Lord will intervene. He will change things. He can change people's hearts. Thank you for that update. Any other prayer requests, sis? Amen. All right, brother. That's a good thing. We just had one of our ladies. She had a little baby girl, 2 weeks now, but we have two other, okay, due this week or next week. All right, well, we'll continue to pray for her. We'd like a couple of other ladies, and our great-granddaughter is with another great-grandbaby pregnant, and we've been praying for them because some of them are having some stomach upset issues. But I know the Lord will help them, and he'll watch over and bless them and that they be healthy mama and baby. And praise God for ladies that keep their children these days and don't slaughter them to the things of this world and the devil because of selfishness. And the man, too. I mean, it takes two to tangle, you know. You know, I share with you, church, on Wednesday I did first part of John 8. And about the adulterous woman. And there was a little bit of things, of course, the Pharisees and all like to cut corners. And they weren't keeping it in what God said even. Did you know when they brought the woman before Jesus that the man that she was having adultery was supposed to be there too? It talks about in Leviticus, it is supposed to be the woman and the man. So there they are. They're doing it, you know, trying to catch Jesus, or the word says trick or deceive. Well, we know who does that and who their influence was. It was the devil. Remember, the word of God says, well, the devil tempted Jesus, and then he would find another opportune time. Well, that was one of them. And they were just doing things that were totally wrong, and how they were trying to trap him. I looked it up. It was amazing what they were trying to do, but God is greater. And that he, you know, overcame, of course, and he showed what kind of love he has. He knows we all deal with this thing called sin, but he still loves us. We're his created children. He wants us to be who he intended us to be. Amen? Okay. Well, we'll continue to pray for these that y'all have, and we know we're praying for sis. Jeanette, and for travel, and for those little kidney stones be dissolved in Jesus' name, and that the Lord will watch over her and her daughter, Kim. And I think we're praying for we're praying for her husband, too, Timothy and Kim, for reconciliation, and that man needs salvation. And peace. Yeah. Reconciliation, salvation, and peace. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. We thank you for everything that you do for us and what you reveal to us and the life we have in you. Lord, that we learn your character and nature about being humble servants, whatever place that is, from leadership to regular people, that we be available to serve you because of our love for you and not out of duty. That's the big difference. Lord, the way of religion and traditions and works is out of duty. Really to serve you and want to because of who you are and what you've done for us and the love you have for us, that our way to show love is to serve you and be obedient. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for Timothy and Kim. We pray, Father, in their marriage for reconciliation and to be good parents for their grandson and for salvation and peace for Tim. That would make a big difference, that marriage, that you become the center of that marriage in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Sister Nat, and as she's going to talk about traveling tonight, watch over, protect her with your angels and traveling mercy. We pray for her and her daughter, Kim, and that she's going to go there and be with her and her grandson. Enjoy time. We pray you watch over them when they're there at her house in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for this Jeanette, that you would dissolve the kidney stones and dissolve them and turn them to powder, or that she has to pass them, or they just go away in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her sister. We pray you bless her and her family. And we thank you for her serving you and loving you and how much she loves us. We send our prayers and love toward her in Jesus' name. Lord God, we continue to pray. Let me find it here. Here we go. We pray for Sis. We pray for her marriage. We pray for her husband, Rick, and in a place that he would be a man of God and understand that it's supposed to be sharing and not hoarding or not giving whatever part of this settlement that Sis Connie talked about, and that he's not supposed to hold it all, but he needs to give some to his wife in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for her son, Sergio, that these things have come to pass where he's got another car, I think, and a good job, that he understands he's supposed to show respect toward his father and mother, and that they've asked him to help with the rent to be able to live there. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would intervene, that Sergio would pay his part as Sis Connie's asked. We thank you, Lord, that you are all parts. You know what's going on in all our lives, and you're part of it. And we thank you for all that you're doing and you're going to do. We praise and honor you. Lord, we thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for the truth of your word in the days we live as we look to you and give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, glory to God, brothers and sisters, that in a place that God is so good, and he's answered many prayers, and it's amazing to see. As I see, we put up crosses by the ones that are answered. We keep praying until we see the answers, that we are to have faith and to believe in him, and that sometimes his timing is different than we want it to be, but there's a purpose because all the people involved he's dealing with are ministering to each one. So it's not just about us. Well, tonight, since Sis Jeanette had the songs that God put on her heart, the Lord told me to sing the one that we're asking him to come. And he's coming. And it reminds us what a glorious Savior and King he is, because we are special in his eyes. We're special in the Father's eyes, that he's coming personally for all of us. Isn't that amazing? What love he has. So we say, amen. That's right, brother. You got it. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yep, there it goes. Hallelujah. So we finish up tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, there'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Hallelujah. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. What are we doing? So we wait for you. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Thank you, Lord. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Well, praise God. Bless you guys. I thank God for y'all. I thank for you, Brother Andrew, and you, Sister Connie. And like I said, we're going to finish up a little early tonight because that's all that, you know, God had, really. And it's a powerful message. That we, who are we in Christ now? Who are we in Christ now? A servant of Jesus Christ. To have a servant's attitude. The nature and character of our Savior. Totally different than what the world says. It's all about, you know, it's all about you. It's all about what happens and what I do. No, it's to be like Christ and a servant and serve others. And know there's nothing wrong with doing that. And that you'd be surprised how much you're blessed doing the things that God wants you to do in the people's life and be concerned about them. Well, thank you too, Brother Andrew. I thank God for y'all and your families and you too, Sis Connie, and that we keep praying and know that the Lord is good and that he is going to watch over and protect us and guide us and provide for us. And we're in his hand. And he loves us very much. Father, we thank you and praise you. We pray that you let your face shine upon us, and that you give us your peace, and you give us your shalom. And I thank God for our brothers and sisters here, and they have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. And we're watching, and we're praying, and we're looking up. And whatever is supposed to hold on to your leg or hold on to your hand, we're looking for you, Lord Jesus. And we thank God for this night and this time. Let your word be applied to our lives and hearts. And we love you and honor you, Father. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said amen. Well, bless y'all. Thank you, Brother Andrew and Sis Connie. Y'all have a great night. And we say shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.